Hi, this is Jessica Zafra's podcast. It used to be called the Jessica Rules the Universe podcast, but my cats wanted to be in the title. I've organized a book club called Bibliophibians because we live partly in the world and partly in books. Every month, we select a novel to read and discuss. At the end of the month, we meet at Tinaw Art Gallery in Makati to talk it over. For August, our reading group selection was The Farm by Joanne Ramos. Joanne was born in the Philippines, moved to the U.S. at age 6, and has worked in banking, private equity investing, and at The Economist. This is her first novel. It's about a Filipina immigrant named Jane who signs on as a host at The Farm, a luxury facility in upstate New York for surrogate mothers. They carry other women's babies, and they stand to make a very large delivery fee. One of the major characters is Jane's older cousin, Ate Evelyn, an OFW. I was reminded of my world domination theory, where I wrote that since we send so many workers abroad, we can mobilize them to take over the world. The Farm gives us one of the reasons my world domination plan can't work yet. It's because our OFW army is not organized and is unaware of their power. Now the discussion, starting with our host, Dawn.
Yes. And actually, pati yung mga sabi sa bahay, for example, magdala ko ng Tapos yung spectra ko, ay, ganun mo. Natatakot ako. Nag-prepare ako ng pagkain.
Exactly.
Yeah, so yung mga bagay na ganun, hindi niya notice. Tsaka, I don't know, there's something about the farm, this book, na halos lahat ng inequities I can think of, abuse between minorities, racism, classism, colleges, lahat yan, whether educated or uneducated. And even if you are Ivy League, meron din competition between Ivy League.
Yes.
So sabi ko, ano ko parang, ano, wait a minute, ano ko talaga, parang ako so many negative. Even when you're supposed to be equal, you're very so completely mind to siya man. So, it's really interesting talaga. And at the end, I mean, I think my lady will have a better life than her mother. Mm-hmm. I don't think she will. It just so happened that there's no guarantee she won't do what Miss Lee does to other minorities.
Yeah.
And especially if Patty's gifted. Mm-hmm. And she's already very assertive. There is a possibility that she may be a force for good, or maybe she's still, I want to progress, but I want to play by the rules, so it's not that I hope she remembers her mother, because she's me. So,
well, I guess, so the sacrifice reminds me, buys Maddie's freedom. Maddie has a kind of freedom that her mother never had.
For me, because I also kind of reminded me of that Handmaid's Tale, which was something I read like decades ago. So I was like, what's the difference? And then I realized that well, most of the characters and the points of view were from women, right? And it's like Siri on Namyoon, the only guy in the book.
Right.
But it's also like, I feel like it's how I feel like from a feminist point of view, now I feel like we're not just fighting the patriarchy, but also other females who have kind of like embraced both capitalism and patriarchy. And so I felt like it's the 2019 version of the Handmaid's Tale. It's now women now don't just need to fight men, but also other women in terms of
who have become tools.
Yes, exactly, of the patriarchy. And I feel like that's what I really like about the book. But I also feel that I don't know if it's just an accident, because of course if you're in a beginning farm then most of your characters will automatically be women. But so one, I like the fact that it's like a modern take on feminism.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I don't think it was fleshed out that well, in a sense. Or also, that's a limitation.
Or is it because it's trying to do plenty of things and so some of them are not getting the same amount of
things? Yeah. And so I guess looking at it from that point of view now, then my frustration is that coming from a Filipino writer writing about Filipino immigrants in the U.S., why didn't Jane have any
agency?
Power. Yeah, exactly. She was just, and I guess if a white woman wrote that one, I wouldn't have such a big problem.
Jane doesn't come from the same background as her aunt. She has a bit more advantage. She's the child of an American. She's had some education.
Yes.
And then she was already in the States when she started working. She grew up in Hawaii there, right? So, I would have thought that she would have a bit more self-reliant. But that's her character.
Who
wants to be next?
For me, the book is kind of related because I'm sort of feeling more like kind of like go there. So I spent like quarter of a year there.
There's a representative of the patriarchy, get out.
Most of them are exactly like the characters in the book. Kaya, but when I went, the first part of the book was kind of like medyo painful siya to
read. Yeah.
Because it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so...
Yeah, and I think that was why it was a bit edgy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's recognizable and seriously, every OFW story you hear is like that.
Yes.
Pakihira.
Yes.
Every time you get into a grab taxi, there's a grab car, there's some kind of radio dramatization of an OFW story. And seriously, I've seen some crying grab drivers. But anyway, yes.
Meron akong aunt who does exactly what Jamie's aunt does in the lyrics. Tapos parang I noticed na parang like in that sense na parang when I'm there, it's like walang they don't help genuinely. Parang they also have fear for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Parang yun eh. Parang kapag sa isa. I don't know.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Because we always hear stories about how the ones who report them to the immigration authorities or the other Filipinos if they're undocumented or if they're doing business on the side.
So it's like they don't genuinely hear.
Yeah.
But parang, I realized na meron namang yung inner motive naman nila is for their family, like yung ending yung story ni family.
Right.
Yeah, it's like relatable.
I really like the fact that Handmaid's Tale was brought up several times, mentioned several times, because in the main tip sheets that we have, there was no talk whatsoever to Handmaid's Tale, nothing at all. So hearing it from your point of view, like, this is really interesting, because the book basically was, the way we were packaging it, it was like how much of an agency someone had the worker bomb.
Yes.
This is what the story was.
Right.
So really, really interesting.
Yeah.
But personal take on the first few chapters, if you resonate, like, oh my gosh, it's the same exact story of people who have to work on a different way, not have children.
He's saying, I'm happy, you must have.
Yeah. And then, like, what the heck? What is this mindset of parents if you're the one living overseas? But it's the pathos that have. It's not going to exist. It's not going to be able to live without your contribution. Guys, it's just honey, she's random. I'm Penguin.
And it's the main pawn.
Without being stopped by being pregnant.
Yes.
So like the ending, right, where May is really driven to climb the ladder in their company, she opted to have a surrogate so that she doesn't have to take. Now it's how many days now in the Philippines? Maternity leave.
120,
right? And that's a long time, right? I mean, in companies, you don't. I mean, it doesn't really shouldn't really impact the how we see the women when they take that leave, but you miss out on a lot.
Yes.
So,
since you work in a corporate environment, would you say that's still true that they gave that? A woman has a child.
I don't
want to
say because I might
she's not going to go as far as she would have without children.
I think, because I'll give you a really good example. Because one of my, I'm a lot more open than some of my colleagues. But I have a project manager who actually reports to me, and then a couple couple of months ago, she told me that she's pregnant.
Yes.
And of course, I'm like, okay, you have to take care of yourself. And if you need to take sick days, you can take sick days.
Yes.
But I have peers who are like, don't assign any projects to her. In his group, he doesn't want to assign any projects to her. And I actually had to remind him, you know, that that's discrimination, right? We can't do that. But in the end,
it's like they see it as a kind of benign discrimination.
Yes.
You know, we're helping her out.
Yes. Yeah, we're giving
but then
her
the consequence is she will be held back.
Correct.
Because she's not doing the
yes. Yeah. So that's why that's what struck me in the storyline where these women who want to have careers and want to have children, want to have their cake and eat it too, right? Have an option.
The correct form is eat your cake and have your food. I learned that from the Yuna Bomber. I'm sorry. No, really. That's how he was caught. Because he was using it in the correct archaic way. Eat your cake and have your food. And now we always say have your cake and eat food.
Yeah.
So
you're
a
better.
Huh? Did they interchange it so you're not suspected of being crazy?
God, use the correct usage.
Yeah. So that's what I have. But for me, really, it became interesting in, you know, like, I can see women that I've met in the corporate world, in the academe, even the mains, right? I told you, when I saw Joanne's video, I'm like, oh, that's the face of Maine that's in my head. And it's true, because she's one of the privileged Asian women in New York,
mm-hmm.
like me, who has the pixie cut.
So surrogacy, good or bad? Yeah, because now it's like,
it's an option, right?
It's a boon to my gay friends. Their moms are always asking them, "Get a mom, be in a ako." And now you can, if you have the money, you can go to your mom and say, "Ano kulay ang gusto mo? Kulay ang buhok, kulay ng mata, kaya." And Joel Cruz has all these children by Russian stories. Yeah. And they're Aryans or something. So So you were saying?
I think as a woman, there is also a certain amount of oppression. Because I feel like they need to have it all, right? Like, hey, and surrogacy then becomes a boon if you only think about it now. Women are not allowed. So it's not anymore just a choice between being a family woman, a housewife, or a career woman. You have to be both.
Yeah.
And you have to have kids and be a successful woman. And I feel like that's even more oppressive than just letting you choose, like, okay, well, I want to be a housewife, or if I do want to be a career person and not have kids. But the meaning of the woman now is that you have to be both.
And why are the standards for women so much higher than the standards for, sorry, tool of the
patriarchy?
The
first shift is work. Mm-hmm. The second shift is home.
And especially
so
in the Philippines.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, I'm sure we all know of, you know, career women. So they run the company and then they get home and they're expected to serve their husbands.
The house messy and the kids are
exactly.
I mean, that's really the bulk of the blame.
Exactly. So what did you say about
it? I loved it. I looked at it. I think it was very, it's a microcosm of a lot of issues. And I think what I loved about it is that I work in corporate world. Most of my bosses are women. And I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of women who are moms. And I think who have done very well for themselves. And I think I was talking to my boss yesterday about it. And then sabi ko, you know, the funny thing, it's funny when the companies run by women who are mothers. You know why? Because, for example, I'll be in the middle of a meeting. And then my boss would be like, okay, give me 10 minutes, I need to rest up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would step up and he would be like, yeah, it's a normal thing. And then I realized, this is actually not a normal thing. Except because I've been working with women who are working with other women who have actually succeeded in certain ano, and come across na parang this is the most normal thing. Pero yung environment where probably all of your bosses are men, that's probably very strange. So when I was talking to my boss, I was actually, if you really want to attract more talent, this is actually a benefit you should probably talk about. Now, for example, it's very normal also na a mom, or actually anyone, na would be like, parang different, kasi with women, kasi family emergencies are real emergencies.
Yes.
With men, kasi, they feel like it gets in the way of work.
Seriously?
I mean, men would be like, it's fine, pero parang also at the same time in their head, pwede siya gagawa ng trabaho mo. Pero, kasi, when you're working with women, it happens nga, may kasakit yung boss ko. So I was like, yeah, I'll pick up the staff. And then when my godfather died and then I needed to go home early, my boss was like, yeah, go for it. Like, parang, you need the space,
yes.
Go home, I'll pick up the staff. So I think the nice thing about that is when your boss is the type of boss which sees these things as equal things, walang hit sa career. Everyone is kind of like, yeah, it's part of the... Obviously, the next na ano, the also, yung meritocracy is still that. Like,
right.
If you can't do the job, you're still not going to get a promotion. So everyone's in. So yung larger context of social inequality is still there. Pero I think in that smaller space, if you have the room kasi to be able to, the flexibility to be able to manage your life outside of work, and still be able to be over, it works, I think. I think it works very well. Kasi it's not just output based, it's also empathy based.
Mm-hmm.
Yung ganon, yung parang, grabe, may boss, we do everything kasi yung what we call cadence. I'm a lawyer. So, I tend to work independently because we can't be like supervising each other all the time. So, we do cadence, so kind of like just catch up on each other's workload. What I noticed is when we do talk, it's never always just about work. Like when she asks me about how I am, it means both like how is your workload
and
how are you? Like, and then she knows everything that happened to me this year. So parang you can also like okay, you know naman the work hasn't been you know, but you also know that I need a vacation. Like negative. So parang I feel like I'm not sure. I think because my experience has always been strong female.
Does that also work in organizations?
I'm not sure. Because for lawyers and service oriented, and there's a lot of flexibility, maybe it works in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the top three positions in my company are all women. Managing director, the vice president for acquisitions, and the general legal counsel. And they're all mothers. So I think the problem is that we in the middle of the meeting, and then we remind the director sa managing company, always. Newborn child days, and everyone just takes it for granted. Like, yeah, you need to do that. I mean, you're here, no matter you're listening to what's happening. Go for it.
Yeah.
No one's judging the. So I feel like, obviously, we weren't actively trying to experiment on how this can work. But I think it's a good idea of how it can work if people just stop thinking family and work. Are like two separate things that from 9 to 5 I need to work and from 5 to whenever I need family.
Divide your
so cleanly.
Yeah.
What I noticed is from 9 to 5, yes, genuinely it's about work, but the priority shift. And then the priority is family right now. And your boss is accommodating enough to understand the priority shift because we are under the perspective that those things are equal.
You know how they say that women can multitask?
Yeah,
in
many
is that part of it?
Actually, no one can multitask.
Everyone is just doing one thing. You're just doing one thing.
Yeah.
I
think
Scott
came up and said that women are doing more things.
It's
not that women are better at multitasking. It's that women just have more things.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Aha! So they're trying to flatter women. Now, you're so good at it, so you do it.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Tsaka yung this thing na, yung shape, maswa, akin po. Like, they do a chore, and kailangan ng show. Hey, you're so good. You're such a good
one. You have to give them a gold star for doing the dishes.
Do you know the Instagram account awards for the boys?
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It's really bad.
Really?
And the new awards, we go to Instagram. It's a funny Instagram account. It's a female cartoonist, and she makes these awards for the boys. Not the Nazi, so we have a
treat. But they never saw the woman.
Yeah.
Women are held to much higher standards than men because all men have to do is not be assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
right.
Like, even if they're assholes, assholes are poor, they do it.
Yes. With political positions. Who else wants to talk about Mark, John? Yeah, honey.
Sorry to wait. We get up a little bit earlier than others. So
right, because you deal with global
markets
or something.
Yeah. So I don't remember the what I do remember is like so I actually don't finish all of the books in media because we get a lot of them.
I think do you read every single
maybe this is make it sound like you didn't have
it's impossible.
But so you get abstracts.
Yes. But it's your choice.
You want to So usually if like you finish a book, I think it's because you liked it. And that book, I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from it being from a Filipino author, it was very interesting to me also as a mother and a working woman who has worked all her life. Like, never stopped except for the 2 months. Very relieved for both of my kids.
Yeah.
So I resent the fact now that they it's fine. It's great. It's great for the mothers. I had 2 months for my kids. And actually, what struck me more, apart from the idea that you know women now have the option not carrying their child and therefore keep on working, and yes, it's stressful because you know you have to be everything. And I remember the Pepsi CEO. She had like all of these. She had all these articles before that said that she had to like. She had to outsource most of the stuff that she had to do as a mother. She needed something had to give at some point. It's either your job, your responsibilities, or your responsibilities as a mother. And I was thinking, yeah, I get that because I outsource. I mean, not at her level. I don't have like the bathroom secretaries that she has, but like I have Yannis who will take care of my kids. But apart from that, I was really thinking more of like the whole class. The idea that yes, I have the luxury to work at my job and then also take care of my kids and take care of my household by paying someone else to do it.
Right.
That's not the case for everyone. And like in the case of the women here, the ones who are the hosts, the ones who are carrying, they really well, most of them don't have that option. And it's the whole idea of like the I think it's discussed in a lot of the reviews. It's a little commodification of it. Like you ask, is surrogacy good or bad? In my head, it's good because people have an option, right? You can't have a kid. I have relatives who want the babies for a long time. They didn't have kids, but now they have an option. Some of them have adopted. Some of them have available surrogates. It's great. But it's the whole, I think, industry.
Yeah, when capitalism comes in,
exactly.
Monetizes everything.
It's the whole
of
the and you know, yes, exactly. When capitalism comes in, like a thing that's like a you know a niche
and a price
something more honest and you know good intentions, and then it becomes like a whole industry. So that.
No, I'm curious. Are there any consequences to not carrying your children yourself?
Well, there's no
way. Is that true? Yeah.
There's no way.
Positive consequences.
Sorry.
A say, does the baby have any memory of
the
war?
Yeah. They still have
its mother's milk.
I don't think they get genetic material, right? Do they? From the survey?
No, not from the survey.
As in, talagang kakit na.
Basically,
they're
test
tubes. So that's the flaw, the fauna, whatever, the intestinal.
The reason why I was thinking of the modification of mother milk is that, after I gave birth, I remember when I gave birth, but one of my friends is telling me, I know, and it's true. I'm sorry. I mean, it's literally true. Like, your body's turned inside out.
Yes.
It's turned inside out. And then yes, you have a baby who you fall in love with, but the process of, like, putting yourself back together,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just physically.
Yes.
I've talked to, a lot of mothers, the ones who've gone through the postpartum depression also. It's the process.
Because your hormones go nuts.
Yes, everything, you're torn apart, people stick their hands in you, and then the whole process of putting yourself back together. It's a very personal process, I think. It's a very personal, it's a very hard process. And if you think about that, you put a price on. You are now a product, or you are part of the, you're part of the whole machine, and your baby's a product. It's where does that go to you? I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's very interesting. I think it's the main issue of the
modification.
But I think this is very interesting, and this is a conversation that had been said, but it's very weird backwards and forward. It's the modification, kasi, the way that people say, when you say modification, it's a scary word. But I feel like it can be entirely its own way. Like, I think it becomes a scary word when it's attached to something that traditionally we think of as sacred. For example, sex. And that's why the sex industry is a bad thing. But I feel like, if we take into consideration the fact that this is a matter and we actually, accept it as something that would be transactional sometimes and helpful for both the sex worker and the clients, kasi alam mo, sa the sex worker, the clients are not always evil people or misogynistic. Sometimes they want love and affection and they cannot get it anywhere else. In the same way, moms cannot get pregnant or all of that. So it can actually, the transaction can actually be both of them. So I feel that done properly and ethically, the modification is also it also be helpful. Because it allows people to survive, like if they're
I think I get that part, but I think the question is the most things that are capitalist, where do you draw the line?
Correct.
Yeah. When money comes in, and then there always has to be more money.
Driven by money, then that becomes problematic.
Yes.
Like just purely money.
Exactly.
Weakened by the reality of the situation, which I think is where this is coming from. But obviously, the answer is if it's right or wrong is we don't know. We have to discuss who the person who's being papaytayin and who the person who is selling, right?
Sorry, I just wanted to interrupt you there because my point is more of, for me, the quantification is pointing to the fact that women are expected to be both successful and loving mothers of
there is no need for the commodity.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if first things that, let's say you have a shamanist guy saying that, why is there an expectation? I think some men say, because he wanted everything. Because he wanted a career.
Right.
Yeah. But the pinch is at the hole, at the kitchen. But he wanted a career, so therefore we expect you to have a good career and also.
And actually, it's a long-term environment. People do not want you to have a family.
Really?
But women. Like, years ago, I mean, it's changing now with the young people. Pero, it starts out that you have to disappear. Actually, most women are asked, older women, older lawyers, are asked to dress like men. Like, you have, but you're not dressed like men, obviously. Pero,
it's time.
Makeup is bare hair. Colors are limited to green, blue,
black.
It's one sheet rules, remember? So, and then every time you're pregnant, the partnership thing becomes more problematic. I mean, well, okay, you've been pregnant for 9 months. We can't count that 9 months as a year counted towards your 10-year towards partnership.
Yeah.
So most people would actually push you naman to not have. I think what you're talking about is the giant social expectation of women, which is both abstract and sometimes very specific with moms and their heads and grandparents. Alam mo, sorry, I won't take this with women na, pero I'm going to say it, obviously never get married in the first same-sex marriage. And I feel like all my life, especially when I was closeted, I had expectation, like parang, you're 18, you're 19, you don't have a girlfriend. So parang nakakahiya siya sa buong pamilya. Kasi ano yung problema mo? So baka ko mahiyain, panic ka ba? Ano bang issue, di ba? So I feel like until I actually came out, it actually said na, you know what, this is the only thing I want in my life. So all of your other expectations, I'm not going
to... So apart from the social pressures, there are the pressures that we place on ourselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I think also part of it is the social pressure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's worse if you do well in school, and then
your
mom is on your case.
I
mean, I share.
Ever actually ended work at the end of work.
Yes.
gusto mo yan. Because, for instance, writers, if you look at any project, the writers get paid the least, the writers and the photographers. Because the rationale there is, well, yeah, but you love me.